Hello?
Director Webb, line one.
On this, you call me.
Yes, that's my statement made today in Detroit.
I wanted to say you were great last night, and I deeply appreciate what you said about me, and then I want to tell you I got some trouble.
Oh, God.
Go ahead with the trouble.
Sure, sure.
First of all, when we were up before the Senate Committee Monday from Minnesota, began to ask some questions about where were all the embarrassing reports about North America and the capsules burned up the end. It turns out that I think he sort of fell for a trap that, in which the New York Times was partly involved to try to force us to furnish to the committee a lot of notes which we did not give out in connection with the contract and plans examination. Then he asked the question if we didn't have a weak management and if I wasn't trying to get him in the yard in particular to not have enough in. I said we had a strong management, but I was trying to get them to Yardley and that I could use a dozen of it. Well, the end result, Mr. President, is that Senator from Minnesota has played with these people and is one of the men who is sort of pushing real hard toward forcing us to furnish this stuff. Now, my information was to maybe go to the Vice President, but you're from Minnesota. You ought to know that this was a trap that was pretty carefully laid, which somehow the Lord was with me and I escaped. But now the worst part of it is that the guy I was trying to get overworked himself. He's had a nervous breakdown and he's in a psychiatric ward in St. Louis. And I'm awfully afraid that my own manager, Jay, has also gotten into a very nervous condition. I'm going to have to get him away somewhere in a couple of weeks of real rest, the doctors tell me. And of course, I'm sure this is going to break out and feed some of it. Now, none of this is unexpected to me. I mean, I've known that we'd have troubles. I didn't know which trouble would come and where it would come. But I thought I ought to just sort of let you know that I'll be taking all those things.
Well, I not only would go to the Vice President, I just tell him you talked to me about it. And I just said that, by God, I oughtn't have to carry both Minnesota senators. If he got any influence, I want him to see about it and tell him, but by God, quit working on it. I don't know whether he's got any influence with it or not. That's the trouble. I haven't got any with Yarber, and I don't know how much you got with Dr. Frank Graham or Sam Irvin. You can't tell. He's after us on the goddamn space treaty, treaty, and it's the worst thing. The CIA tells me that we're the only ones that want it, and we got to have our people there. And well, they don't want a consulate here at all. They don't have mass for one. We want one. The goddamn fella, he's chasing the communists, but we need them to buy our ABM and other things, and we need one in Leningrad right this minute.
Well, now, is it possible that see, the New York Times never liked the space program, or you
no,
me.
I understand it. I understand it.
And why?
Yes, of course it's possible. He's super liberal, but I just get... I'm pretty level with him. If you want me to, I will. I think blow it up some if I did. But I would. I just tell him that you're speaking with knowledge and that the president wants him to jerk that son of a bitch and keep him off of this thing.
Now, let's just ponder that one more. I can handle this without involving the vice president on the basis of working out the procedures for an investigation. And in some ways, I don't like to see the play, you know, the white of the eyes. But on the other hand, you are involved, and you are the most precious commodity we've got right now in saving the world. And I just thought I ought not to make those decisions. Now, I could do that, but when I do, you know, I've got to, in a sense, tell him that my man is, I've got to send him away for a rest, and I'm a little afraid he could get hold of this guy.
Yes, he's that guy. He's that type. He can't keep anything.
Well, let me just put it on this basis. I've let you know that whatever happens, you're not going to be surprised.
It isn't going to be too bad. No,
I mean, even if papers get on to it, you'll know I've got it in control unless you hear from me again.
Oh, we got them cracking up all the time, Jim. Hell, I'm about to crack up myself. What about this John Glenn? You don't think we ought to try to make him do this? Or would he be loyal to me? He was from public image, he'd be good. He'd first to Bobby some, but I've got to get somebody pretty quick on this physical fitness thing because it's without a head.
I thought that John Macy really was going to be able to get him to say yes enough that he'd come down the ranch. Now, John talked to him, and I have not talked to him since.
Well, the last thing I got is said that Director Webb says that it would be better to wait on Glenn until his availability is better settled.
No, sir, I took him over to Macy's office. We talked it all over. Then Macy called him on the phone in Houston, and he had the last talk with
him. Wait just a minute.
And the President's new Attorney General, Ramsey Clark. The President urged the new Attorney General to spur the fight against crime, but not, he said, at the price of individual privacy. Senator Thomas Dodd, Democrat of Connecticut, who appears before the Senate Ethics Committee on Monday, to give his side of the charges he improperly handled.
I think we could force him, but I think that might not be the happiest marriage now that
he's back. Well, why does he have to be forced to a goddamn wonderful thing like that?
That's just what I want him to come to it, and I really thought that maybe I'd talk to Annie next time I'm in Texas. But I really thought that John had him, say the truth, John Macy had him, aware that he was pretty sure.
I'll check the Macy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir?